Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta, Madison Yards. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is out here with us. Dylan is behind the glass back at the station. I feel like I have been breaking every broadcasting rule I've ever been taught by jamming a cookie in my mouth before we go on
100%.
Air. Drinking carbonation before 100%. We go on air. Everything you're not supposed to do.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Talking to people through the microphone, through the speaker,
yes.
Like on air. Like, hey, man, go get you some Celsius. You know what I mean?
I thought I was the only one that lived by that. Don't drink carbonation before you go on the air.
No sugar before you go on the air.
Yep.
That's why I drink black coffee. But it is just such a spectacle out here at Publix at Madison Yards. Our buddy Kevin is stopping by again. He just told Mike, you're going to get the Atlanta United sub?
Atlanta United sub. I was like, tell me more. Say less, man. And he was like, oh, y'all got the Falcon sub last week. You need to try the United sub. I was like, hey. Go ahead and deliver. You know what I mean? I'm not going to turn it down.
Mike,
it is what it is.
You didn't witness it, but me and him had a full-on, like, dad info conversation. Because his son is very close to Melrose's age.
Okay.
And he was like, have you done this? And I was like, no, but I did that. Have you tried that? He's like, no, we're close, though.
They broed out about being dads. It was very adorable.
They dadded out. Yeah,
they
cool.
dadded out.
Yeah, we've got a play date set.
If you want to stop by, we're going to be out here until 9 a.m. The Coca-Cola Bear is here. So if you got the kids in the car, they would love to stop by and get a picture with the Coca-Cola Bear. It's 905 Memorial Drive. Go ahead and put that in your GPS. Jessica, Jazz, Christina, Kevin, they are all hooking us up this morning. We are so, so thankful to be here. Also, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio app, or TuneIn app. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, the Texans got 8 sacks last night. Callan Bullock forced 3 turnovers in Houston's 23-19 win over the Bills. Here is Josh Allen after the game, sounding pretty stunned about being sacked so much.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better with throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting us play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
So Josh Allen's interesting when he gets sacked a lot, when he actually has a game like this, because I'd heard a story when we played them, and I'm trying to remember who told me, but in the meeting room, they'll come in and they'll say, hey, we're going to do this protection, we're going to do that protection, and Josh Allen will be like, just let him at me. Just let him through. I'll handle that. I'll take care of this. Because that's how he plays.
Yeah.
That's how he creates. That's part of his – I guess you could say process
sure.
of working through in the pocket. And so when you see a game where you play whatever you want to see about D'Amico Ryan's teams, whatever culture they have there, I've heard some things about that as well. But I will say this, his defenses play disciplined for the most part about where they're supposed to be, doing their job and being in the right place at the right time. It's something we talked about when Caden Ellis came over. He did a really good job of kind of being in the right place of where he was supposed to be in the defense, and it would work out for him. That's something that D'Amico Ryans teaches, and it kind of played out last night that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. I used to hear the same conversation about Doug Flutie. One of Doug Flutie's offense coordinators was my O-line coach in college, and he'd say when you had a blitzer off the edge, Doug would say, hey, just let that guy come. I'll pump fake him. I'll step up. I'll step around it, and that guy will almost certainly leave his feet. And to your point, D'Amico Ryans' teams are not like that. They're going to be well-coached. You're coached not to leave your feet. Put your hands up, but don't leave your feet. Try to bat a ball down. Make sure you get in the backfield, and then when you get there, get him on the ground. And so I think you saw that all play out. And, you know, like you said, there's a lot of things out there about D'Amico Ryans' teams, but one of the reasons they are well-conditioned to make sure they are following their coaching points is because he is no-nonsense. If mm-hmm. you're not going to do that, he will get rid of you, whether or not you are a great player. And I think there's a lot to be said about the way they played last night, and you see the result with these any-given-Sunday looking uniforms that they were wearing last night.
Just ask Gas Mask.
Yeah.
I mean, Tunsil was the premier left tackle in the league, we thought, and all of a sudden, boom, he's out.
Yeah, and he's not the first or last one that'll be, you know, dealing with that over in Houston. So, you know, like I said, D'Amico is one of my college teammates. He was like that from the get-go, the first day I met him.
This poor lady's walking through Publix, and she sees us, and she's like, what the hell is going on in this place? Like, what is this? I just came to get some produce.
But she's going to get some caffeine from Celsius, some Dunkin', and she's going to feel much better about the entire situation.
Absolutely.
She's going to be bright-eyed here in 1 second.
Well, you guys know not all questions that these athletes get asked are equal, and A.J. Brown of the Eagles got one the other day that he didn't exactly like.
What do you say to there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either.
Spicy. First of all, is that a fair question?
Like, no,
for a reporter to ask?
No. I don't like. Well, I think
he tried to ask it in a fair way, but it's a weird question in front of a locker.
I do think it's a fair question. I think how you ask is very important. Maybe phrase it more about, you know, people are trying to say it's a down year for you, but your team's like, maybe phrase. Also, I'm going to talk myself, I'm all over the place because now I'm talking myself out of it because I don't know if it's necessarily fair with the way this season's played out and the frustration you know he's had. And he's been very open with his frustration that it's not him, it's the offense. And then to kind of tee him up, you basically teed him up to take a shot at someone else. And it's interesting that Saquon's the one he went to. I actually like the fact that he did it to Saquon because I know that that's probably not going to cause a problem. Now, if he had said it about – if he had said, well, Jalen's numbers are down too.
Yeah.
Then it would have been like, oh, so you are taking a shot essentially at the quarterback.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And I think also Saquon, from what I've known and have seen from Saquon, it can shoulder that, right? He can deal with that kind of comment. And I know that Jalen can as well, but I don't think the Philadelphia media could have handled it if he would have said that about Jalen.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I was going with it. I was like, Philly media, in throwing that out, it felt like he was trying to bait him into saying something, which maybe he is. And I thought it was a fair question, though. It's maybe I've just been in the media too long, but I thought it was fair.
I think how things are worded are very important.
Yeah.
I think you tried to tiptoe. I think you can get away with some really off-centered questions if you word them correctly.
Yeah, when you say things like people, and then you say, how would you respond to those people?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Then you're like, I didn't say it. Just people.
People said it.
Or, no, are you saying that? what I thought would have been even funnier, if AJ, we give him the response you give me, who's they?
Yeah. Who's they?
Well, yeah.
What are you talking about?
The they on Twitter.
I don't know. Put names on it.
So Joe Burrow was a full participant at Bengals practice for the second day in a row. I did see the best meme last night of Joe Burrow. Someone dressed him up like the little kid in Little Giants, like put him in bubble wrap. I was like, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I think of that?
What are they? They're 3-7, I believe. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. He's getting first team reps, like you said, back at practice. Flacco's getting second team reps. I just don't know how I feel about it. If that's your guy. And I know this has been said about Michael Penix, and for good reason, but he is injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow is injury prone, no matter how you want to put it. And do I believe it's all his fault? No. Do I blame them for a lot of things that happened to him? No. But I will say, you're a 3-7 football team. I know there's a mathematical chance, but let's be realistic. Do you really want to put him out there in harm's way right now?
Right.
And that's really the hesitation I have with everything going on.
I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the coach does if the coach thinks his job's in jeopardy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that his coach's job is in jeopardy, and I'm also not sure that as much as flack as some people want to give Zach Taylor, I'm not sure this is a coach problem. You have an organization that continues to – you know, we want to talk about ownership issues. This is – to me, the Bengals are what real ownership issues look like.
Oh, God.
Because you have a team right now that could go win, but your refusal to do the things that is necessary, look where it's getting you.
No, that's a great point. And they are I just feel like they're one snap away from making those issues way worse. I really do. So we'll see what happens with that whole saga.
Well, coming up, I know it is Mike and Bo's favorite time of the week where they make their picks that they have to man up to on Monday. And it's also Fair or Foul Friday. We do have a Twitter poll up if you want to participate in this. Fair or Foul, the Falcons will win 4 of the final 7 games. And I have all the games listed out if you want to look at the schedule.
I just don't feel like that poll is going to go very well.
Well, 75%. Are not believers,
yeah,
but 25% are. Go ahead and make your vote known at 929 Morning Shift. It is next. We're going to do Fair or Foul next with the Morning Shift live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio, 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.